Unit 8, Space and Exploration. Reading 1. The Origin of the Universe. Throughout recorded history, the origin of the universe has been a topic of ongoing controversy. In particular, debate has centered around how, or if, the universe began. One school of thought, especially held by Jewish, Christian, and Islamic religions, is that the universe was created. Thus, there was a time when there was no universe, and equally, there will be a time when there will be an end to the universe. On the other hand, some people, like the Greek philosopher Aristotle, did not like the idea of the universe having a beginning. He preferred to believe that the universe had existed and would exist forever, and that it was eternal and perfect. One thing that these two schools of thought originally had in common was that no matter what the origin or the ending of the universe itself was static and unchanging. In fact, this was a natural belief to have, since recorded history is so short that the universe has not changed significantly in all that time. In the 19th century, however, evidence began to challenge the idea of a motionless, unchanging universe. At this time, Boltzmann, the German physicist, formulated the second law of thermodynamics. This states that the total amount of entropy, or disorder, of the universe always increases with time. Therefore, the universe must be changing in some way for its entropy to increase. Also, according to Newton's law of gravity, each star in the universe ought to be attracted to each other, and thus start falling together and collapsing at a central point. If the universe were motionless, the result would be an unavoidable collapse. In the 1920s, U.S. astronomer Edwin Hubble observed a critical phenomenon that increased our understanding of the universe. Using a powerful new telescope, he identified a group of celestial objects outside our own galaxy. By observing the Doppler shift of these stars, the way the wavelengths and colors of their light changed due to their motion, he realized that they were receding from our own position in the universe. In fact, all the observable galaxies were moving away from each other. Furthermore, the more distant the galaxy, the faster it was moving away. This observation implied that the universe was expanding. Hubble's observation led to the assumption that at some point, all matter in the universe was close together. The event that started its expansion is referred to as the Big Bang. According to the Big Bang theory, time and space did not exist prior to the beginning of the expansion. Thus, the age of the universe can be calculated from the distance and the velocities of the stars traveling away from us. Due to experimental uncertainties, a definite age still cannot be given for the universe. However, the age of the universe is calculated to be between 10 to 20 billion years old. The Big Bang theory has led to many other theories and predictions in science. Physicist George Gamow realized in the 1940s that the early universe must have been extremely hot and dense. As the universe expanded, it would cool down, and the initial hot radiation should eventually be observable as uniform radio waves throughout space. In the 1960s, Robert Wilson and Arno Penzias discovered cosmic uniform radio waves that implied a temperature of about 3 degrees above absolute zero, Kelvin. Later, technology enabled scientists to take very detailed measurements of this radiation. They confirmed that it is extremely uniform, is of the shape predicted by theory, and has a temperature of 2.7 degrees Kelvin. This observation provides strong support for the Big Bang theory. Another interesting result of the Big Bang theory relates to the movement of the galaxies. Though the universe is expanding, the galaxies themselves are not moving. Instead, it is the space between the galaxies that is expanding, while the galaxies themselves remain still. It's much like points drawn on the surface of a balloon. When the balloon inflates, only the material stretches out and separates the points. The points themselves do not actually move.